coming to Wisconsin as an all-state high school quarterback and a walk-on, Jared Aberderis worked a lot on his hands so he could become a reliable pass catcher for future NFL quarterbacks Scott Tolzien and Russell Wilson.
I started off as a quarterback. Basically knew I'd switch to wide receiver, but I remember one practice, right when I got there, it was during the fall camp, I probably dropped like six in a row, and my hands just weren't where they were when I was younger, because I played receiver when I was, growing up. And so, I put a lot of work into that, getting jugs, getting extra work with the quarterbacks. I remember the first winter, me and John Budmeyer, one of our quarterbacks in my class, we got a whole bunch of extra work. He wanted to work on throwing, getting the routes down. And I was there every day he wanted me. So, and ever since then, just working this summer, trying to get extra routes, getting extra catching with the jugs, the Wilson, the tennis ball machine, all those kind of things that you can do to work on your hands. So, a lot of work's been put into that.
He went from a scout team redshirt to a scholarship player and one of the Badgers' all-time leading receivers. He tied the school record for receptions and finished second on UW's career lists for receiving yards and TD catches. That all helped him earn the 2013 Burlsworth Trophy as the nation's top player who began his career as a walk-on.
I mean, I always have the underdog mentality, just trying to – I think the biggest thing for me is just I'm a goal setter. So when I set a goal, I do everything in my power to achieve that. So, growing up, I've always been like that, and that just kind of carried on through my career as a walk-on, once I earned a scholarship, and then trying to achieve my goals here in the NFL.
His prospects for college success were questioned early on, much like Wilson's were when he started his NFL career.
There's guys all over that they say they can't do this, they can't do that. But then, you see what they did in college. Russell, we knew what we had, and we knew he'd be a great NFL quarterback. And so to see, I think I can be the same. I'm not going to say I'm going to be at Russell's level. Obviously, I'd love to. But I definitely see that I can be successful in the NFL.
A native of Wautoma, Wisconsin, Aberderis has watched his share of Packers receivers over the years and has tried to model his game after some of the best.
Yeah, well, being Packer fan, growing up, always watching it. There's a couple guys. One guy is out of the league now, Donald Driver. I love the way he played the game. Fearless going over the middle. Kind of his underdog story as well, and kind of how he grew up, and then being drafted later, and then just to the career that he had. A good route runner, good player. And then also kind of Jordy Nelson too. I love watching him, how he high points the ball. Saves room for the quarterback to throw, and just takes pride in his route running as well. So there's a couple different guys like that that I kind of you see and try to play like. Yeah, that'd be awesome to play for the Packers. I've been a fan ever since I growing up as a little kid growing up in Wisconsin. But honestly I would love to play anywhere. Just have the opportunity to play in the NFL is a dream come true.
No matter what team drafts him though, Aberderis is a what you see is what you get kind of guy.
They're getting a hard worker, somebody that's going to work hard to achieve his goals and make the team a better team. I'm not going to let down the organization, do anything in the community. I'll be really good with that community service, all that kind of stuff, as I have, throughout my career at Wisconsin. Route runner, I can play any position, whether it's X, in the slot or Z, to the field, be on special teams, punt return, kick return. So just whatever it takes, I'll do whatever it takes to be on a team, be a part of the team and contribute.